Podcasting 2.0 for April 12th, 2024, episode 175. Everyone's an actor. Hey, hey, hey. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Podcasting 2.0. Before we even get started, smash that boost button. That's right. It's time once again for the official board meeting of podcasting. Podcasting 2.0. We got it all happening here. Everything going on at podcastindex.org. What is up with podcasting2.org, podcastindex.social? And of course, we are the only boardroom that encourages breaking your NDA. I'm Adam Curry here in the heart of the Texas Hill Country and in Alabama. The man who reads Chesterton's Heretics so you don't have to. Say hello to my friend on the other end, Dave Jones.
Hey, hang on a second. I'm sending a boost. Hold on.
Rich. What are you doing?
I'm sending a boost to Pod News Weekly Review.
Oh.
Boost.
Rich guy starts a podcast network. Yawn.
Oh. You know, I thought exactly the same thing. I'm like, okay. So rich guy starts a podcast network, thinks he can monetize the network, hires five celebrities, one of which was the host of Big Brother UK, and boy, it's going to be different.
This time it's going to rip.
This time it'll really work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, forget all the times it didn't. This one's different.
I mean, is this guy basically the British Mark Cuban? Is that isn't he from Dragon's Den?
That seems like exactly what this is. This is Fireside Chat all over again, or whatever that thing was.
Well, actually,
I know we don't have a red book for predictions.
Yeah,
I don't know what we have, but I want to make a prediction minute on April 12th at 12:35 p.m.
Here we
Central
go.
Time.
Here we go. All right,
Stephen Bartlett.
Yes,
will be the keynote speaker at Podcast Movement next year.
Yeah.
Maybe this year.
Yeah.
Sometime within the next 2 years, he will be a keynote speaker at Podcast Movement, aka, a la Mark Cuban.
The only thing that I thought might make this a little bit different is it's not just Flight Studio, which is their podcast network, but they have Flight Story. It's a marketing communications company. So they'll be making branded podcasts pretty soon. Hey, look at all these stars. Look at all these stars that we can have host your content. Yeah.
It's just so
obvious that this has been done over and over again, and it just keeps failing.
This is not a podcast network. This is a... let's be honest. This is a YouTube play, is what this is. This is a YouTube network.
Yes. Yeah.
Video first, is code for YouTube because that's the only video that even matters at all in anywhere in the world. You have one video platform, YouTube. That's it.
Well, I will say I saw something today. I boosted it on podcastindex.social. This thing called Owncast. Yeah.
Owncast
is a, I guess to make it simple, it's like Twitch for Activity Pub.
I didn't see this post of yours. Where's I'm under this.
Adam at
Did
Podcast
you make it
Index.
Private?
No, yeah, that's right. I was boosting myself.
Okay.
Yeah, well, you can go to Owncast, Oscar Whiskey November, owncast.online.
Owncast.online. Oh, ooh, TLD. All right, owncast.online.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I know this. Isn't this a fork of something?
I don't know.
Maybe I'm wrong.
It could be. Your live stream can reach a wider audience on the Fediverse, allowing people to follow and share your stream on Mastodon and other Fediverse services. So I saw this. And I thought, I know they do HLS video streams or whatever it is. It just made me excited again about social interact and how powerful we will be when we start to implement some of this stuff. I'm just going to start talking in the in a different tense now. We will
have power.
Yes, because Imagine a community of apps. Imagine that. Imagine where your audience doesn't just live on one app. It can live across apps. How we can connect. How we can actually measure success. These aren't just, you know, connect communities, interconnect between shows, music, networks. This is all stuff I wrote down this morning.
Mm-hmm. Grow your show.
I mean, no. All right, you just blew everything. Grow your show. Grow your show. Well, actually, yeah, you could grow your show. I mean, it's the point where, like, I'm going to have to build an app because, and I need one other person.
Adam, please build an app.
And it'll be me and Sam Sethi doing this.
Please build an app.
I mean, I want to, yeah. I mean, I see so much possibility. Imagine if, I mean, all the cross pollinization where you can, yeah, you can literally grow your show. I hate to say it, but in fact, we're just going to hijack that. Grow your show with social interact. Of course you can grow your show because then you can see across apps. I mean, as an app developer, it's like, hey, I can surface stuff that people are following or subscribe to on all apps, not just mine, on all apps. You know, I can see ratings. I think I'm just calling it social interact because somehow the comment thing is just freaking everybody. I don't care. I don't even care if it's comments. I don't care. I just want the connection between the apps.
Actually, it's best if it's not comments.
I agree. I agree.
I don't know what that means, but I like it.
Yeah. It feels good.
You say things that you feel and you figure out what they mean later.
I mean, subscribe numbers. Just subscribe. Hey, I subscribe to something. Just stuff. Interactions.
Mm-hmm. You know? So, well, you're talking and I'm like, immediately I started thinking about what Airhead posted the other day.
I usually read his stuff. What did he post?
He was talking about audiobooks. And he was saying that he was having a hard time finding any apps that supported audiobooks in the way that you would expect them to, you know, be supported.
And what did you do?
I had an ADD moment. I saw a comment from John Spurlock.
Testing audiobook support. Are there the apps I've tested so far show the chapters in the order they show up in the RSS feed, ignoring both the episode numbers and the order displayed directed for. Are there any apps where this works? Okay, I understand.
Okay, yeah. Basically, there's production of audiobook
taking
medium
place.
Podcast.
Yeah.
But there's no apps that read those feeds as if they were what they're supposed to be, an audiobook.
Yeah.
So there's no audiobook app is what he's saying for RSS.
Right.
And that's a problem that needs to be solved.
Yeah, it's too bad.
And I'm going to do it. I'm going to solve. If nobody else solves the problem, I'm going to write an audiobook.
Hey, no, app. Why don't you and I just build an app?
You build the app. You said you wanted to build an app, so you build the app.
No, let's build the app together. So I'll be like, this is how we do it, Dave. And you go, okay. And, you know, like we always do it.
Hey, it should do this. Okay.
We did it for 12 years. By the way, we're episode 175. I think we are officially 3.5 years into this thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, 3.5 years, I think. Yeah,
I didn't get you anything.
It's all right. I sent you a very expensive gift, as I always do.
You did?
No, okay. I did not.
It's our 3-year, 6-month anniversary, sweetheart. I'm not actually joking about that. I mentioned this to somebody privately a while back, and I really do want to write an audiobook app.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea.
I want to just get a basic something out there because nobody seems interested. And, you know, we're not competing with apps here. That's anathema. Mm-hmm. But if it's what I'm talking about is something that does purely audiobooks and then, it only shows audiobook, medium equals audiobook. feeds. And then as soon as somebody else adds audiobook support to their app, or as soon as somebody else writes an app that does audiobooks, I'll just yank it and get rid of it.
And in this audiobook app, do you envision chapters, or is it episodes of an audiobook? Could an audiobook be something that is serialized? So, so for instance, let's say Adam liked that idea so much that he wanted to create his audiobook of his life, which is
what would the subtitle? Do you have a working subtitle for
your audiobook? Yes, yes, yes. Held hostage by my hair is the subtitle.
That's a good subtitle.
My life in media, held hostage by my hair. Yes, that is the subtitle.
My autobiography will be Dave Jones. Oh crap!
So if you build the app, I'll record the book.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
No, it's a deal. It's a deal. Handshake.
Yeah, handshake. It is.
All right.
But but going back to social interact. Mm-hmm. I just don't know how to motivate people. I think that I'm just flapping in the wind. Like, Curry doesn't know what he's talking about. He's got no ideas. His ideas are never any good.
That's why the audiobook thing peaked popped up into my head, is because when you say it's like, there can be discussions about audiobook.
There you go.
Audiobooks. There but then go. Like, comments are clearly, but then there's also going to be like, I can see like ActivityPub, like recommendation engines and stuff like that could come out of it.
You know, I hate to say this, but I'm going to say, thank you. Okay. Thank you for the boost interruption. Pew, pew. What's been on my mind a lot lately, and please take this with the love that I'm saying this. Advertising has been on my mind a lot. And I wouldn't say advertising is the right word, but,
underwriting, call it whatever you want.
Underwriting, corporate sponsorship, advertising, call it whatever you want. Because while we all see that the advertising model for podcasts is severely broken, it just doesn't work. I mean, it's not trustworthy. How about that? And it's not trustworthy. You know, it's like Nielsen's aren't trustworthy either, but everybody trusts them. You know, the IAB thing is just not panning out. And I still think that it would be to everybody's benefit if we could figure some of that out. And this also works with social interact. Because there are many things that we can ask listeners, that podcasters can ask listeners to do, like turn on the listen button to support me while I tell you about this great product. And if we all did that, we could be the platform recognizable by the new Podcasting 2 logo.
Yes.
That would actually have some accurate listen numbers. And, you know, and I wouldn't use it because I'm just not into messing up my content. It's just not how I live. I live value for value. But we'd be foolish if we didn't capture this obvious opportunity. Mm-hmm. It's an obvious opportunity, because when the money comes to the places where the apps are, the audience comes, the users come. Oh, it's just something to think about.
Yeah, I think so. Are you talking about advertising as far as in listens and stuff like that? Are you talking about accuracy of all that kind of thing?
Yeah.
Based on like,
there's a couple of things. Okay. First of all, I love DI, direct inquiry. I love it when someone, we talk No Agenda as an example. So we have Linda Lou Patkin, who donates $200 every show. She's been doing it for over 2 years now, I think. And all she says is, you know, I think she says it's a resume. She does executive resumes. And she doesn't, you know, I don't even remember what the domain name is, but she doesn't even mention that. Just look for me, Linda Lou Patkin. And we got some other guy who donates $200 almost every show. And he says, by the way, Gigawatt Coffee Roasters, use code ITM20. Now, is that advertising? I don't have to read it. I don't mind reading it. It's probably a great CPM if I thought about it. I don't know. It doesn't matter. But in that type of stuff, I always liked, you know, obviously something's working for them. Otherwise, they wouldn't be donating that. Yeah, and it's, you know, it's for me, it's value. There's always a note about the show. It's not just about, I'm not going to read ad copy. We just don't do that. But we have a boost button. Why not a click-through button? There's a whole bunch of things that we, just because we are value for value, I think we're selling ourselves short of a great opportunity. That's all I'm saying.
But I don't know what you mean, though. Like, for
what I mean is that advertising is not working on podcasting because no way to measure success.
Right.
By implementing things that allow the users to feedback, like, I listened to this, or, hey, I'm in, like, we could do it right now in a chapter. You know, look at your phone right now. Click on the link in the chapters.
Let me see if I understand what you're saying, because there's lots of barf going on in the chat room.
Yeah, because, I understand that, but, you know, you're idiots. Go ahead and circle around like a bunch of turds in a piss pot. The opportunity is huge right now. I'm not going to do advertising, but there's millions of people who want this. And they're going to YouTube. Great. Meanwhile, Mitch is struggling. Everybody's struggling because there's no money coming in.
I think I understand what you're saying, though. But if I understand it, You're saying that the way advertising has been done and has traditionally always been done within podcasting, that method clearly does not work.
Correct.
Let's just say for 99% of podcasters, that does not work. And that is, and so we've lumped, when we talk about advertising, we talk about it in those terms. But there is another way. The other way is value for value, but advertisers are welcome at the table.
Why not? Yes.
Because it's like somebody, think about it. I mean, that's what isn't.
Do you hate your television because you can also watch a channel with ads? No. You just don't watch the channel with ads.
Okay, well, maybe I'm still misunderstanding. Because what I'm thinking is Podpage sends $25 to us mm-hmm. a month mm-hmm. To help us out because Brendan over there appreciates what we're doing here, but also it helps. It's an advertisement for him. We say Podpage every time
sure
he donates.
Sure it is.
So it's not, I think I understand. I think I'm understanding that you're saying value for value is not exclusionary.
I think you're correct. Sir Cal from lavenderblossoms.org. I mean, we haven't lost people because these people come in and donate. We haven't lost that, but I have no way to help them measure the success of what they're doing.
Yeah.
But
And
also
but they evidently can because they keep doing it.
Well,
they have a feel for it.
They have an ROI. They have an ROI that obviously is working somehow. But beyond that, podcast stats, they're useless. They really are. They're useless. If I ask people, hey, I'd like to know who's listening, could you toggle that button in your app? People will do it. I'm not asking you to send me your life. I'm just saying, hey, I just want to know if you listen to something, how far you listen to something. Now, we kind of have that with streaming stats, which is where this comes from, because I love those statistics. I love that. I'm just saying that as podcast infrastructure developers, forget the content for a second, because there's nothing that I hate more than pre-rolls, mid-rolls. I hate that. I hate dynamically inserted ads. I hate ads on the radio. I hate ads on television. I hate it all. It's offensive. I don't like it. But even Pivot, which is a show I hate, which I force myself to listen to, I'll listen to their ads that they are reading because they read them. And they're actually interesting ads because they're products that you don't typically hear about. So value for value, just put that over here for a second as a complete platform. Just think about how powerful it would be if this group of apps over here had ways for you as a marketer, I'm not saying an advertiser, a marketer, to measure success, whatever that means to you, because we have connected these apps into something much bigger. It may be, maybe it's just to see the rating of your, look, ratings, real ratings are bull crap. It's just to get higher on the iTunes chart, but to have real subscriber numbers that are across this, 20 apps. We're not doing that. We're just missing out. We're missing out on a huge opportunity. We're the only group that can do it, and we would kill everybody.
Yeah, I think I understand what you're saying. It's a way you can say, well, this goes back to that way of thinking where you say, like the Apple Microsoft thing, they don't have to lose for us to win.
You can say that. Yeah.
Because you say, well, I'm not going to change or my content or censor my content or anything like that. I'm still in control of my content. And if you want to participate in value for value as an advertiser, you're welcome to do so. You're more than welcome. We're glad for you to participate, but we're not going to be quote ad supported.
Again, television, cable, it's all great platforms, right? It's great platforms. I don't hate it because there are channels on that platform that shove ads. I don't hate my television. I just don't watch that. But I am using a television. I'm using that device. I'm using that app. Give the money people some reason to come and use stuff and maybe change what advertising means in the meantime. Because for sure, what's hurting us right now is pre-rolls. I would say 60 to 70% of people, when they get a pre-roll, think the app is doing it. It's unbelievable. I pay premium for Podverse. How come I'm getting ads?
It's
sickening. Sickening. We need to get rid of that.
Well, and we're kind of, just speaking for us on this, show and the podcast index, we're kind of already doing that we're doing that mindset because people ask us from time to time, hey, can we use the index or can we do this kind of thing? And they want to have some sort of financial arrangement. And we always, our standard response is always just no. You use it and if you like it, donate and we'll read your donation on the show and you'll get the publicity that way, but you're just going to line up and donate like everybody else. You don't get special platform privileges.
Yes.
And if you don't, and you don't have to, if you don't want to.
But beyond that, Dave, just as a platform, let's just think out of the box for a second. And look, for me, you got an RSS feed with enclosures, whether that's music, whether that's an audio book, whether it's a long form podcast, whether it's a Bible sermon, whether it's you just doing Gregorian chants, that's a podcast. I don't care. There's no difference to me. But if we really want to lift up what we're doing here, we would be, and we are being very jihadist about the advertising part, the market. Let me just call it marketing and not advertising. I think that's better. And if we can connect all of our apps so that podcasters, this is the number one, I think, podcasters can grow their show because there's interaction between apps, which is not just one app, it's 10 or 15 or 20 apps that all have some kind of interaction. But I like my app for the stuff it does for me. Some people like the processing of the sound, the skipping, the speed button, the way it portrays art. I mean, there's all different reasons. It's a very personal thing. I really feel like we need to connect into some form of platform because then we will accelerate past what the so-called big boys can do.
You know, I mean, I get where you're coming from on the technology side of that with ActivityPub and the way that that could enable something like that, the attribution and stuff. It's like, but once you go down that road, then that's where the scams start. And that's where the fraudulent.
What scam? What are you talking about?
You're talking about enabling some sort of attribution over ActivityPub?
No, I'm talking about attribution. No.
Oh, okay.
Social interact.
So, but
that's not attribution. I have no interest in attribution. I'm talking about social interact. Yes, I like this. Yes, I've subscribed to this. Yes, I've followed this. Here's what I have to say about this. Yes, I listened to this. All these things are social interactions that benefit the show, benefit the community around each show, benefit cross community, because I can see an app then saying, wow, here's a recommendation. And you could technically you could recommend a show that's doing well over on your app to someone who's listening on another app. I mean, do you understand what I'm saying? Like ActivityPub enables, it's a whole new world of things that we can enable. And yes, marketers can benefit from that as well in new ways, not with dynamic ad insertion. In new ways.
You're saying that those new ways are interacting with the show through ActivityPub channels.
Well, whatever. I don't know if you call it channels or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, it just seems to me
whatever that the word is.
The whole world is connecting to ActivityPub. And, mm-hmm. and I mean, why can't we, when I see OwnCast, I'm like, there's something there. Shouldn't an OwnCast and all the, if it's a Twitch-like experience, should that flow into my podcast app? Or do I now have to go to an OwnCast webpage?
Well, PeerTube is fully ActivityPub enabled, and does that.
Sure. And all this stuff works on my app. I mean, I hit a thing, there's video. Oh, okay, that works fine. But I can't do like the OwnCast live chat. You know? Mm.
Well, okay. Well, let's twist here into that because Oscar pinged me on email and said that his Noster Fountain live chat relay thing is open and he's got some instructions on how that works. So I will be starting to bridge that as soon as possible so that we can get live chat into ActivityPub.
I wish we had the same energy that tens of developers are putting into Noster in ActivityPub.
I think you're mistaken on that. I mean, the energy of ActivityPub is 1,000 to 1 versus Noster, and because it's just distributed.
But no one's putting that into our apps.
Instead of having 15 developers working on stuff in Noster, you have, 1,500 developers working on stuff in ActivityPub.
Except for our developers.
Okay. I misunderstood your point. The 2.0 people seem, The ones that are super active right now end up being Noster related, but
we have true fans, and this is what I like about Sam. Sam is implementing a lot of stuff, but there's no one else is doing it, so he's just kind of out there in the wind flapping away.
Well, that's why I'm trying to bring the Noster Fountain stuff over to ActivityPub. That's why I'm trying to bridge everything over, is because that I want to take that energy, and instead of it just like evaporating into the void, redirect that Noster development energy back into ActivityPub, ecosystem.
I got you.
So that we can get the benefit of it and it doesn't just like,
I got you. But that's basically just,
Castapod. I forgot about Castapod. Yeah. I mean,
what is Encastapod? Well,
Castapod's fully Activity Pub enabled, you know, from the ground up. So everything, right, as a
hosting client. Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So it, you know, it's there, but I just don't understand why we haven't connected at all, because it, to me, it's like, I just see this super, super opportunity for app developers.
Well, if you think about it though, it kind of makes sense of where we are as far as what, you know, I see everything is in a very strange place because
I feel that way too, Dave.
Understatement of the universe.
Go ahead.
Well, you had Twitter, and the Twitter sort of implosion was rapid. It was, and then you had. You had Mastodon that was sort of the flagship of ActivityPub applications and use cases. ActivityPub is sort of like the trajectory of it is very similar to the trajectory of Nostr as far as the phases that it went through.
Agreed.
And Mastodon started a long time ago as the flag bearer for ActivityPub, as the alternative to Twitter, when Twitter was still strong. So you had this. So what Mastodon wanted to be was an alternative to Twitter, and it was going to use ActivityPub to make that happen. So it got a share of usage based on that mental model. This is an alt Twitter, and so then Twitter imploded, and Mastodon went through the roof, and so ActivityPub therefore went through the roof, and these other sort of more under the radar ActivityPub projects like PixelFed and these kinds of things came onto the scene, and PeerTube and Castapod and these other applications. They were trying to do something deeper than just be a clone of a social network. And they are just now beginning to emerge, because the social network aspect of ActivityPub became the dominant narrative. And that same thing happened on Nostr. Nostr became the alt Twitter for Bitcoin bros. And it cannot seem to break out of that idea. And so it takes a long time for people to get past the notion of the thing that was the dominant use case of a thing is really all you do, is all you can do with it.
Okay, I completely agree. And so, but here's the exception that gets me all excited. When I go to podcastindex.org and I go to this show or any of my shows really, and I click on comments, it doesn't look like a social network. It doesn't feel like Mastodon or Twitter or Threads. It just looks like, oh, there's some cool comments. Mm-hmm. That's the difference right there. But I believe that people between apps should be able to collaborate on creating my chapters. I mean, Daniel J. Lewis's life would be changed if we had ratings or stars or whatever it is that goes between apps. I think you're right. Because of the social network aspect, everybody's shy. Like, mm-hmm. I really don't want a part of it. Mastodon. You know, I mean, honestly, podcastindex.social to me, I love podcastindex.social. That's the first thing I go to every day. It's the last thing I look at night. My own PSYOP shop, which by the way, I've blocked noauthority.social from podcastindex.social because I hate that stuff coming into that our little club, our little area. I despise my own Mastodon, no, my own Mastodon instance, because there's nothing but negativity that flows through from jackoffs. It's like, it, you know, and I'm not quite sure what to do with it. They want to curate it. I don't know, but I go there last. But podcast index social is exciting. You know, there's not a lot, not too many people. You know, it's like a small community, which is what to me a podcast community is. And I'd love to just have, you know, for me, the root post of any social interact tag that I fill out on my podcast, that's a community there of people who listen to that episode. And I just want to see that, which is not available anywhere else to the scale we could implement it with all these extras. Oh, there's Dave Jones. I want to see what other podcasts he's listening to, even though I'm on Podcast Guru and you're on Castomatic. This is discovery. This is growing your show. This is growing your penis. I mean, all this stuff. What did I say?
That's the ad part.
Well, and I'm throwing the ads part in because the marketing part, because that's where you can reignite something and reignite it around our apps and take it away from the other so-called, I mean, it's bull crap. It's all bull crap. But if we start to build value amongst each other and amongst our apps, we'll become valuable.
This is a thing that's hard. I think we're running up against the limits of language here, but I think that I fully follow what you're saying. And I think I'm saying it that way because it's always difficult to tell, because you have to take a set of thoughts that are in your own mind and distill them into language and then communicate and then, give them to me. And I have to, undistill them.
Yes.
And try to see if they make any sense. And some meaning gets lost along every stop on that path. So I think that I follow you. And I think the issue here is one of, at some point, in order to get past the idea that ActivityPub is just an alternative way to do a social network, then there has to be this sort of, that thought almost has to be completely gone. There has to be this like complete abnegation of the entire like notion that ActivityPub is a social network at all.
Correct.
You know, because like I hate, you know, so podcastindex.social. I'm glad you pressed on this, because this is actually bringing up some stuff in my mind and helping me to understand some things. Podcastindex.social is an important thing. It's where the community mostly lives, and 2.0 things get hashed out and all that. We all know that, but there's a sense in which I'm happy there, but sometimes happiness is your gateway to annoyance.
Happiness is a warm gun, Dave Jones.
Okay.
Sorry, little John Lennon reference. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Okay. I didn't get the reference. Happiness sometimes is your sort of gateway to being annoyed. And the annoying part is this sort of endless communication that happens back and forth. And I don't like the social aspect of it. It feels artificial. It feels like an obligation sometimes.
Mm.
And all of those things. And it's not anything unique to podcastindex.social. Is probably better than any other community I've ever been involved in on that aspect of things. But there is a certain level of that that's just inherent with social networking. And when you think about, like, once you break out of that thinking, and say, okay, ActivityPub isn't about social networking. It's about connecting sort of events. It's sort of an event connector.
Yes.
Then you can start to move beyond the social network parts and the annoyances that brings and get to something that's truly new. And I feel like as soon as one of these truly new things occurs, as soon as something happens on ActivityPub that is truly new, and I mean in relation to podcasting,
mm-hmm.
and is not just a comment engine,
mm-hmm.
then it opens, it's going to be like an eye opener, and it opens the doors, and then there's going to be a flood of new activity that happens where people say, oh, this is what you can do. You could do things like X. And then you can, all of a sudden there'll be this like burst of activity that happens going down that road.
Well, there's already versions of this. Fountain has their version of that, but they're completely closed. You know, I can see what so-and-so boosted. I can see what then I can follow those profiles. It's the number one app out of usage, I think, for sure.
But see, that's still a version of chat. That's still a version of just commenting.
No, but that's not what I'm interested in. What I'm interested in is following a person for what they're listening to.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing that is, if I could say one thing that we could do with ActivityPub, it would be that. You can, as a user, you can say, okay, here's the podcast I'm subscribed to. And anybody can follow me. It would be something that I could publish. You know, and we've all had these, automatic post. I'm listening to so-and-so. But I would like to follow you to see, not only would I love it personally, to see what podcasts you're following or which ones you care to share with me, which you're following, because I believe that's important, that, you know, there's some things you may not want me to know. But even maybe I'd like to know when you're listening to something.
Mm-hmm.
These are social things that have been proven time and time to work very successfully. So if we take the whole comment thing out, I don't care. I really don't care about comments. I care about connecting our apps because I see, okay, this feels to me like 2000. In 2000, I got on an airplane. I flew to New York. I went to Dave Weiner's hotel room and I stood there and I said, we need to have some kind of attachment to a post on the RSS feed. And he thought I was just an asshole Hollywood guy coming in to tell him what to do. And he basically threw me out. And I went back the next day and I went back a third time. And I tried to show him in his own software what I was talking about. And then it finally hit him. And that was the actual birth of podcasting in 2000. And I feel the same way. I feel just as strongly that this... And believe me, the fact that I'm getting this from Sam Sethi is blowing my mind, because I was like, nah, Sam, I don't know what you're doing over there. It's confusing. I don't get it. But then once he interviewed that guy, I forget his name, who's the co-author of the book that's coming out, I was like, okay, yeah. I get it. Everything's going to be connected to ActivityPub one way or the other. It's really an inter-app sharing protocol.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's really where the strength is. And it's just been, I was looking through this big list of ActivityPub projects here in this link, and there's like, 99% of them are just Mastodon clones.
Just as an example, I have Boostagram Ball. I mean, man, there's got to be a way to have ActivityPub published about, first of all, the songs that I'm playing. They should be able to tie in easily to wherever that song lives, easily to that artist's profile, easily to where that artist likes to meet their fans.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so if artist wants to have that all, you know, flow through to a chat, or let's just call it a chat, whatever, meeting place, closed forum, I don't care what you call it. All of that can be done seamlessly. Hey, you want to know more about Ainsley Costello? You know, just tap on the art. You're shuttled off.
Here's what that looks like, though, is because you could, and this is where I think this is important. Rather than just post a note, so ActivityPub, you're
show beer.
ActivityPub's notes are what get posted on, like when the Podcast Index AP Bridge posts a new episode. Mm-hmm. You're creating a note is what the object is called. And you, rather than here, the critical part, I think, is rather than just posting a note that says, this song was just played on Boost Grand Ball. That is possible, but you also post it's a new type of object. You create a new type of object that's not just a text representation of the thing. Mm-hmm. It's its own custom object. Here is a podcast episode, mm-hmm. or here is a remote item. We bring these concepts of 2.0 into the ActivityPub world as native objects.
Yes. Yes.
Because then the other people are receiving them, the other platforms will receive them in their native format, and then can choose to do lots of different things with them. Pass them on to a front end in a way that is like, okay, so for instance, let's just use Podverse as an example. Podverse gets a more, you know, more compliant with ActivityPub on the backside, and it sees events happening. It's getting events posted to it from the Boost Grand Ball ActivityPub, you know, spewer.
Spewer is the term.
And then it's seeing these things come in as events in a sort of native object format. And now it doesn't have to have this live stream switcher WebSocket.
Yeah, there's a perfect example. Perfect example. Yes.
Which has been problematic. People have struggled with connecting to this web, to the live WebSocket, to see the SplitKit changes. Mm-hmm. So if SplitKit is outputting ActivityPub, and then the SplitKit actor for Booster Grand Ball can just be subscribed to or followed, excuse me. And then those SplitKit events can be multiplexed in a way that they can't easily in a single WebSocket connection.
And think of all the richness of the data, pod roles. All of this can be, you can just traverse the tree basically. Mm-hmm. Whatever that event is, whatever that podcast event is into ActivityPub, there's all kinds of stuff that can be done with that by other apps. And you can, you know, to me, just as a non-app developer, it's like, oh, look at all this data that I can use. I can surface somewhere instead of kind of the things that we've had for the past 20 years, with the exception of the new tags we have, which is great. Mm-hmm. People love new tags. Yeah, put new stuff in. But now I want to be able to populate other things. And this is where we can bring in the user, the listener, the audience, community, things that they're doing that they want to share as a part of it back to the podcast, back to that community, but also everything's a Venn diagram. I know I sound like Kamala Harris, but everything is a Venn diagram between podcast shows. Things overlap, mm-hmm. people overlap. You can do, I think, amazing things through this app interconnector. And yeah, I totally think it should be its own type of spewer, element, whatever it is, something that maybe it's even unique to that we put into Activity Pub. Like, oh, this is what you can access from a podcast app. This is the kind of stuff it can broadcast into Activity Pub to be picked up by whatever.
This is a good follow up to our to the insanity, which was last week's boardroom.
Well, yes, perfect example. Yes,
because what Boobery does on a consistent basis is similar to that old thing that we saw where you would go to a website and it had a live like webcam video of some goats.
Yes,
and then you could feed the goat.
Yeah.
You could send some Bitcoin to a specific address, and it would shoot some goat food out of the nozzle.
Yeah,
and the goats would be meh, and they'd run over there and grab some food.
Yes,
that which was endlessly entertaining and sort of like blew your mind on this level of like, I can't believe this is real. Mm-hmm. Like I'm sending Bitcoin to this address, and then goats are running around eating because of it. Yeah. It's like so weird.
Yeah.
And so once you, and that's the Boobery does that stuff all the time with these weird little projects that he cooks up.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this, it helps stretch you out of this, mindset that the thing that you're dealing with, the protocol you're dealing with, is only for this one thing.
Yes. That's the vision. That is exactly the vision.
Antennapod, you know, which is a great, FOSS application, podcast app that we don't talk enough about. Antennapod had a call for contributors this week for 2.0 features like cross app comments and stuff like that. They want people, open source developers, to help contribute 2.0 features to Antennapod, and this is a perfect opportunity for them to add some, or for contributors to add stuff like that in.
Yeah, and I would just say social interact. I think cross-app comments is death. The name is death. It's just death.
It's death. That's a good point.
Social interact. That's the name of the tag. Good point. It's called social interact.
Thank God we didn't call it comments.
Oh, worst. That would have been the worst.
Yes.
So that's my pitch. It just seems that this is... We have a band, an orchestra of very interesting people. You know, people bring all their own instruments. We got a guy with a washboard. Someone's playing spoons. We got a banjo. We got five drummers, jug. Exactly. And I'd love to make the music all play together because we're now into phase 7. We're doing tags. And, mm-hmm. you know, a lot of them are not implemented or kind of implemented. Creating some form of architecture around the social interact tag, which is nothing more than just here's a root level item that that a podcast app through its users can start adding stuff to that can be shared out to the world, whether that's another app, whether it's to, you know, it could be the Microsoft Word for all I care. It can be anything. That's the beauty of it. You know, to like Boobery, we have all these cool things like, the IRC bot that fires off, that no one else knows how to use, you know, that only works in one in one particular way. You know, he's got, and basically what you said, he's got stuff, lights going on. I mean, maybe I want a light to go on when my favorite podcast posts something or whatever in my own house. I mean,
or goes live. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, start my vacuum cleaner. I don't know. I mean, it can be anything. I'm just saying that I am from the future. I see social interact in Activity Pub as something huge, really, really big. It's something I believe even Marco could get in on.
Yeah, well, yeah, they're already doing. We need to, you know, I've talked to Alex about bridging Podping over to ActivityPub before too, and that seems like an important thing to me. I don't know if.
Don't we basically have that already? I mean, we have the live account that just pops up. You're talking about something else?
I'm just talking about in general, so the Podpings sort of cross pollinate over to ActivityPub, so that you can follow.
I mean, I'm still I'm still looking for me as an app user. I want to do something on this app that publishes some event somewhere. That's what I want. It doesn't have to be a comment. That's the lowest level, shittiest fruit. Tastes bad. It's usually bad. It's whatever. That's the lowest. The comment. Thing.
Yeah, I think that's probably what's also kept people. Developers. I think that's probably what's also kept 2.0 developers from doing more with the social interact tag, is because it's like comments. That's kind of boring.
Yeah, or a pain in the butt.
But yeah, like I think everybody's, people are just over it. Mm-hmm. So with social media.
Sure. Sure. I completely understand. I don't see 20 apps. I see an entire connected infrastructure that can be something much bigger by communicating inter-app, the simplest things. Follow, subscribe, rate, even those two. Just start with those two. Just those two.
What I meant about Podpings being bridged is that if you had Podpings coming through as native ActivityPub objects, then you could just say like, you could subscribe, or excuse me, follow. I keep saying the word subscribe. I mean follow. You could follow a podcast actor and then just, excuse me, you could follow some sort of actor that represents your podcast playlist. And then you can just follow that. Like, think about this hypothetical app. Now let's use AntennaPod. Okay. AntennaPod. AntennaPod at some future date understands, in this hypothetical world, understands ActivityPub on the back end. So then you on the low level, you fire up AntennaPod and you follow your playlist as an actor. Then this playlist actor also knows. So this playlist actor is a representation of all of the podcasts you follow. And then as these pod pings come in, the playlist actor, their sort of activity stream is showing these events, these pod pings coming in as ActivityPub objects. And your app just gets them and knows where the new episodes are. So your app gets episodes within 60 seconds. Just by virtue of you following the playlist actor.
Oh, okay. So interesting. So what, if I'm following you, what you're saying is this could be a great benefit to developers because now you have a different alert mechanism that is probably more responsive, more robust than almost anything else, like polling.
Right. So what happened? Yes. So what happens now is, think about, so Castomatic is a good example. I think AntennaPod and Castomatic are similar in that they do not have backend infrastructure. I think they are standalone apps. Everything mm-hmm. happens on device, mm-hmm. on device.
Right.
So, imagine that, so the way it works now, let me back up. The way it works now is that something like Castomatic, you have a list of feeds and Castomatic pulls those feeds periodically to find out yes. if there's new episodes.
Yes.
In this playlist actor scenario, you have an ActivityPub actor, and that could be your normal ActivityPub account.
Yes, as it should
that
be.
That could just Dave at podcastindex.social. And this account also follows all these podcasts. But instead of coming through as text items, as notes, they also come through as something like a Podping object.
Mm-hmm.
So that when Castomatic is following your account, they get these Podpings. They see the Podping objects as they come in the timeline, and it's just receiving these notifications essentially that there's a new episode available.
This is what I like about this conversation, because this is the creativity of developers. You and others will come up with ideas that will not be baked up by me. You know, there will be new ideas that pop out of this once we make those connections. Mm-hmm. And again, so that's still not really interacting between communities, but it's a start. It would be a start to get ActivityPub connected to the apps. But I'm still much more interested in what can I do just by simply using my app that helps me share with the community of people who are listening to that podcast, or a community of people that happen to listen to the same podcasts. And that doesn't mean comments. Just show me.
Right.
You know, five of the people in this community of this podcast also listen to ... See, now you're helping discovery. Now you're helping grow your show, but you're also giving me some benefit. Oh, that's interesting. Now, can I ping that person? And can I see what, when I say ping, like, can I take a look at what they're subscribing? This is like Napster. Napster was the same thing. You looked for a song. Oh, I found this. Let me root around this guy's drive. What else has he got there? Remember?
Yeah. That was the best part. Yeah.
And that wasn't a publisher. That was just some rando dude who had Napster running. That was so cool. You know, and then you'd work with people and we'd connect, say, hey man, I'm downloading now. Can you hold off for a second so I can get my songs faster? I mean, it was a real community based thing.
Mm.
It really was.
Without chat. Napster would have, if it had had chat, it would have
killed it probably.
Yeah, destroyed it.
Yeah.
Yeah. The non-textual, non-chat aspect of ActivityPub is what we need to leverage in 2.0 and make us a first-class citizen of.
Yes. And make the user be the communicator and the receiver, not just the podcast publisher. You know, give that user something to do. Give that user something to discover. I mean, that Podping is... Pod role is kind of the beginning of that, but it's still coming from, okay, you like this this show. Here's what else we recommend. But I'm telling you, the most exciting thing is when you post. I mean, okay, bad example maybe, but you post something from Chesterton on the social, which is, you know, just because you posted it doesn't mean that I couldn't be following you for your audiobook feed. Like, oh, he's listening to an audiobook of Chesterton. I want to listen to that too now.
Yeah.
That's right. How it works. Yeah. What, you know, in Podverse, you made a clip. You know, can people follow my clips?
Yeah, a clip should be an actor. Yeah.
Yes. And follow the clips I made. Who else listened to this clip? Where did it go?
That's probably the best sort of inroad into this in as far as mental framework goes, is what would happen if everything, consider what the world would look like if the thing you're talking about was itself an actor. What if the episode was an actor? What if the listener was an actor? What if the podcaster?
Everything's the host, an actor. The world is a stage.
What if the clip, the transcript?
Transcript. A great idea. Could be an actor. Totally.
The world, yeah, the world's an instance and we're merely actors. You know, that's if everything, just think of the weirdest thing about the smallest like node in your idea, and what if that was the actor? And that's where things get kind of weird and beautiful. I think it's cool, man. I think it's great.
I mean, if you think about it, can't even each chapter be an actor?
You
can interact with this, with the chapter by itself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's got chapter art. So there's your avatar.
Yeah.
It's
alive. Yes.
Yeah. That's where things get interesting, is when you start to think about non-humans as actors.
So we just decide we ban comments for now.
Yeah, comments off the table.
Comments are banned. Okay, good. Yes. I like it. I'm excited now.
Officially.
No comments.
No comment, yeah.
And, I'm feeling people like Andrew Grummet. You know, these are people who are going to start messing around with this because they're curious and creative.
We need to do some namespace talk.
Well, just so happens, here we go.
And now it's time for some hot namespace talk.
Jennifer had some kind of meltdown, so she wasn't able to get our new jingles. But she posted that
picture.
Yes, she posted some picture, and I was like, "What is that? That doesn't look good." I was like, "Are you being electrocuted right now?" I guess she has some kind of hum in the machine. So, if you need help, Dame Jennifer, let us know. I'll jump in.
So the publisher feeds is we have two. As a reminder. Phase 7 closes on June the 1st. So we're getting there. You know, we got about a month and a half to go before we're going to shut down Phase 7 and start, you know, digging through the flotsam and figuring out what goes and, you know, what stays. Mm-hmm. So there's two clear things that people need. And that has bubbled up very quickly. Publisher feeds and some sort of category tagging, a genre tags, genre category, call it what you will. And so publisher feeds, we probably need to talk about tagging category genre next week. Cause Sam Sethi is going to be on the show. We're going to we'll be diving into some of this stuff. But publisher feeds, there's one real, I think we got it pretty much baked, except that there's kind of one thing that is a decision we have to make. And that's whether or not we wrap the remote item in a publisher parent tag. Now, am I free to dive into this, or do you need a primer on where exactly we're at with this stuff?
If you think I need one, then we probably all need one.
I don't know. You may be fully engaged and up to date on this. I don't know. The idea, just to run, it's worth running over.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Okay. So the idea here is that you have, we want to have this idea of a publisher. Don't get too hung up on the name publisher. It's just a name. Names are not that big of a deal. So publisher feed. I'm sorry, Daniel. Publisher feeds are this concept of having the entity that creates a feed or a set of feeds has their own feed. So, let's just use you. We have Adam Curry is the publisher, and Adam Curry publishes, quote unquote, four feeds: No Agenda, Podcasting 2.0, Curry and the Keeper, MoFax. Five feeds.
Yeah.
Boost Grand Ball.
Yep. Five. holy crap, I need to do more podcasts.
You need more. Yeah, you don't have enough. So you have, you publish five, you, Adam Curry, as the publisher, publish five podcast feeds. You need your own feed that references those five feeds. And that's, and that feed, that, that feed that references all your feeds is going to be called the publisher feed. And that is a way that people can subscribe or follow or somehow connect with all of your feeds in a centralized fashion,
mm-hmm.
so that they know canonically that these are all the things that you publish, because you're the one saying that that's true. If I know that you're, this is very similar to what we used to have with Freedom Controller with SOPML.
Yeah, I was just going to say, it sounds OPML-ish.
Yeah, so in the Freedom Controller, we had an OPML, an XML namespace for the OPML document. And we had this idea of a disposition attribute. So on each outline node in the XML, there was a thing called disposition equals. And the two possible values were pub or sub.
Right.
And so if I have a single OPML document that represents me, this is Dave's OPML document. We called it your OPML social graph.
Mm-hmm.
Then you could look at that OPML document and say, okay, everything with disposition pub is a feed that I publish. Everything with a disposition sub is a feed that I subscribe to.
Right. I think we called SOPML.
Yeah. Social OPML.
Right.
That's right.
Right.
So that was the SOPML namespace. This is very similar. So you would have, except you're leaving out the sub part. You're just saying, okay, I have a RSS feed, and in that feed, I'm going to list all of the RSS feeds that I publish. And so then in the, to sort of complete the loop there, on those feeds that are being referenced, to those five Adam Curry feeds, you also put in a link back to the publisher feed.
Mm-hmm.
That way, yes. If I'm subscribed to, if I'm subscribed to Curry and the Keeper, then my app could also suggest, if in a special section or some handling in the UI, could also say, hey, here's the other podcasts that this publisher also creates. And it would know that because it could see the reference to the publisher feed, walk back up the chain to the publisher feed, get those other feeds and go parse them and display them to the listener.
Right.
And so that's the idea. You have this sort of two-way verification that happens. And we've, all this is pretty much fleshed out. The publisher feed just has remote item links linking to the different feeds that the publisher publishes. Yes, and thank you, WDOS. The most relevant aspect here is at the moment is for music. So Ainsley Costello has a publisher feed that has all of her feeds that she publishes, whether they're singles or albums or mm-hmm. whatever,
mm-hmm.
those are all referenced within that publisher feed. So you can follow Ainsley, or you can either follow the publisher feed to see all her stuff, or you can follow one of her albums and then also see all of the other stuff that she publishes to have the opportunity to follow those.
Can I interject an ad?
Yes.
RSSblue.com/music. There's now a new path, whether you're doing a show or an artist or whatever you want with music, RSSblue.com/music.
That was a freebie.
That's right.
So that's the way that it currently, the idea is. So then the issue here is on the feed side itself, not the publisher feed, but on the podcast feed.
Right. Because we need that reference back.
You need the reference back. And the way we had originally bounced around a couple of things, and where I had landed was I initially was like, I don't think we need to have a publisher tag. We can just have a remote item with a medium equals publisher. And then that, if that's found in the channel, then that's your reference. And I still think that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's an okay way to do it. But I've got a couple of, I've started to change my tune a little bit on this, and I'm now thinking that that remote item, Thomas Wren popped into the GitHub and the podcastindex.social and said that he really thinks that that remote item referencing the publisher feed should be wrapped in a publisher tag, something like podcast colon publisher.
Mm-hmm.
And originally I was like, yeah.
I've heard that noise before. It's usually not a good sign.
And so, but then I started thinking about it more, and I'm like, you know, I think he might be right. This is not really a right or wrong issue. I think I like the way that that feels better. And here's the reasons. I don't like the way Atom feeds. I've never liked the way that they use link tags.
Mm.
So Atom feeds have a bunch of link tags with different rel equals to differentiate what their meanings are.
That's where rel equals me comes from?
Well, no, that's different. That's a link. That's a meta or a head. Yeah.
Disregard.
Disregard. So, I don't like the way that that is, because what it makes you have to do is iterate the whole link list. This is at a code level now that I'm talking about. When you parse an Atom feed, you have one or two, you have two choices. You can either parse the entire link list each time you're looking for a specific type of link. Let's say you're looking for web sub links. You're going to have to run the entire link list and find that specific rel equal link that you're looking for. Otherwise you end up, or you end up with a loop in your code with a dependent parsing functions coming out of that code, which is sort of a lot of fingers.
Mm.
It just doesn't fit. Neither one of the, when you just have a list like that, I don't know. It just doesn't feel good to me, because here's the issue, is because RSS doesn't have a notion of a head and a body section like HTML does.
Right.
So in HTML, if you want to put some sort of metadata in there, you can just stick it in the head. And then you have a body for the content. If RSS had the notion of a head and a body, where the head held a bunch of content, this type of thing, and then the body had all the items or the episodes, there would be a little bit more logical separation between these things. But we don't have that. Everything's just in a flat list called the channel. So since everything's in the channel, wrapping things in a sort of a parent tag, it really helps with the parsing of it. It gives a little bit more logical like structure to the data. So I'm, and we kind of do that already.
Can I ask a crazy question?
The crazier, the better.
Why aren't we just using OPML for this?
Yeah, I mean that came up, except that OPML, everything in podcasting is geared towards RSS on the subscription front. And it's just, it would be a heavy lift to make people parse OPML.
Okay.
Because let's be honest, OPML is a weird beast.
I always loved it.
No, I love it too, but it's a weird one. I mean, it's a weird dude.
Well, for sure, people don't know the true power of it. They only know a list of RSS feeds.
Yeah, but. And everything's an outline tag.
Yeah.
I think it just blows people's minds. Yeah.
Okay, so, all right.
But, yeah, so anyway, I think that we kind of already do this with media, so like value recipient.
Yeah.
That can have a remote item in it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and a value time split and these kinds of things. So these... it's rare that the remote item lives on its own unless it's in a playlist medium. And so I think it makes sense. I think either way will work. But I kind of like the wrapping in a parent publisher tag better. So I think we kind of need to figure that part out real quick. And then we can pull the trigger on getting this thing formalized.
Okay.
Or finalized, excuse me. So I'm gonna push that agenda.
Ah! He's got an agenda. He's got an agenda.
I got an agenda. And it's got to do with publishers, and I'm gonna push that on podcastindex.social and the GitHub, and hopefully we can get that one over the finish line.
So just while we're on this briefly, where do we fit in the concept of tags for music? Because I promised we'd bring this up.
Yes, I've got that in my notes. That's what I was hoping to talk about that next week with Sam.
Ah, yes.
I think he's got a lot to say about that.
It's a good idea.
I don't think we're far away from this. I don't think that there's much that we have to do because we've already hashed out so much of it in the past. But I think it'd be good to have a verbal conversation about it with him next week. And I think I think we can get all of this done by June 1st.
Okay.
So another month, and I think we're because people are already building it.
Mm-hmm.
WaveLake's already putting they're building both of these. They're going to have these things shippable this month.
Cool.
I mean, this is happening.
You mean
fast,
publisher feeds?
Yeah, and categories or tags or whatever.
Excellent. I got to tell you, I was listening to Phantom Power Music Hour. I think it is. There's like a million Phantom Power podcasts.
And, great name for a podcast.
And he had on. I think the guys from The Trusted, which are a bunch of British guys. I didn't even realize that. And, you know, you're just listening to them. They're like, oh, yeah, this Noster thing. They don't even know what they're talking about. But then people are sharing on their podcast. And I can feel the artists are starting to catch on. And when artists catch on to something and they get 100,000 sats, you know, they're like, how do we get involved? It's not just the money. It's like, we can't believe someone's doing something. You know, it's like someone's doing something, but someone's playing our song over here and we're finding out about it over there. And there's value, and it's a lot more value than they get nothing, zero value of any platform because they never hit the $50 threshold or whatever. And it's exciting. I mean, I always have to remind myself these things take time. Takes time.
Yeah.
It really does. But it's happening. It really is. And you can see more and more just the features in the apps, the way they're being displayed, the things that people are coming up with. I mean, it's rolling. It's rolling, and it's small, but it's just going to grow. RSS is, and the apps, they're going to be the distribution mechanism for the foreseeable future. They really are. They really, really are. It's just everyone's starting to see it. It's like, well, I can get on all these platforms. People know what they're talking about, but I can get all these platforms just by uploading it this way.
Are you going to play a song today?
I have a song if you want to. You want to hear a song?
Yeah. Is it The Trusted?
No, it's not The Trusted, okay. But you might want to hold on to your britches for this one.
No. Oh, all right.
That's right. I picked this one just for you, Dave.
No, thank you, sir.
This is The Retrograde. As heard on Boostergram Ball and many other places, it's I Need a Little.
I paint the feelings in my shed for 7 evening snowball blue. Ooh, my love, I'm thinking of the things we used to do. Ooh, my love, oh.
my stereo crank just for you.
Smash that boost button.
The retrograde. Nice. I need a little. Yeah. It's good, isn't it?
Yeah, I like
love
that
those,
one.
Love those guys.
I prompted you for the music because I was had to pee really bad.
That's what we do in radio.
I'm a real radio guy.
Shall we thank some people here, Dave Jones?
We should thank
some people.
Ben and Alberto and the boys and girls at RSS.com.
Uh-oh.
$1,000.
Baller, shot caller, 20-inch blaze on the Impala.
Advertising can't beat that.
Adam and Dave, here's some value back at you and the Podcasting 2.0 All-Stars. Thank you, everyone, for your time of talent, treasure. For your time, talent, and treasure. Let's get together in Fredericksburg one of these days. Smoked beef shake.
I like that idea. Yeah.
Go podcasting!
Kisses and hugs.
We need a Fred meetup for sure. For sure. Thank you, guys. Thank you. The hosters are always the big supporters. Let me go through a couple of the boostograms that came in during the show. I heard a lot of pew pews. 7777, little striper boost from Circus Media. Boost on episode 175. Go music podcasting. And there's big 10,000 sats from Music Mama. She says, we can feel it. That's Ainsley's mom. We can, I can feel it. Sam Sethi. 10,000 sats. We have publisher feeds and artist feeds. You can follow a publisher feed, and if they add a new track or a new podcast to their slate, we will send you a notification. So I'm talking about 2222 from Booberry. Dave, you are saying one could make a post on Activity Pub and tase our GIMP on the podcast?
I don't remember saying that, but maybe I did.
I'm liking it.
Clearly, that's what I meant subconsciously. Yes.
Another 10K from Sam Sethi from True Fans. I'm working hard to link Activity Stream to Activity Pub. You and Dave have invented the new ad model, but just don't know it yet. VTS, sats, and remote item. We will have Activity Stream to Activity Pub working to demo next week. Good, because I don't understand anything that we just said. But I'm excited. I'm excited. Hey, Dave. Whatever it is, we invented it, just so you know.
We did.
We'll take credit for it. Then before you know it, the Wikipedia will say we were promoters of it.
Yes, stakeholders.
if you look at the Wikipedia, Adam Curry was a podcast enthusiast.
simply an enthusiast. Huh?
Yeah, just...
No, my favorite tweet ever from you, hands down, is Spotify put out a tweet that said, tell us about your RSS... Tell us about your podcasting relationship or your relationship to podcasting. It was just one of those engagement getters.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about your relationship to podcasting. And you replied and said, invented it.
Well, there you go. Not according to the Wikipedia, though. Row of Ducks from Dave Jackson coming in from Castomatic. Going to try this again from Castomatic. Speaking of marketing, advertising, and coffee, I still say Senseo after I burp. Thanks, Adam. How do I get deprogrammed? You can't. That's going on 18 years. That was my advertising test, and it still works. Never got paid. 2222 from Dave Jackson again. Speaking of coffee, advertising, and branding, every time he did it twice, so it came through on True Fans as well. Three times, twice from True Fans. There you go.
Once on Sunday.
That's right. Gene Everett, 3333. Live boost from Highway 684 in New York. That's right. Wave to Armonk on your way past. Dave Jackson did it again with True Fans. True Fans is great for our wallet. Whatever True Fans is doing, more of it.
We invented it.
7777 again from Circus Media. More options is more choices, more freedom. Go podcasting. The Tone Wrecker catching the live feed today. Always refreshing with a row of ducks. Guy Martin, 7777, boosting in from True Fans. Yes, please. I'd love to be in the dev, alpha, and beta of an audiobook app. There you go.
Dave. I don't have to make it now.
Sam Sessi with 1,000 sats. Cough. We support medium equal audiobooks. We'll work with Erhead to understand the problem. The issue is finding feeds. That should be solvable.
Yep.
Eric PP, Row Ducks 2222. He boosted a song. I don't know how that even worked.
Wait, what?
I don't know what he, but something showed up from CurioCaster. I'm not sure what's going on. Eric PP, another 33-33. We've got, I hit the delimiter. So over to you, Bob.
It's got Podverse, Mitch and Creon over in Kyle over at Podverse, $50.
Whoa, thank you very much.
Baller for that. Shot caller, 20 inch blaze on the Impala.
Thank you much.
Eric PP says he doesn't know what he did either. So we're all on the same boat. Upbeats Music Podcast sent $33.33 through PayPal. Nice,
thank you.
It says, howdy, boardroom. Dave, it's that time of the year for tornado chasing. Yes, it is. It absolutely is. Oh,
goodness gracious.
Here's a little donation to help top off your climate changer and help keep the 2.0 lights on. Go podcasting.
Go podcasting indeed.
Let's see. We've got... Jesse Anderson, $33. No note. Thank you, Jesse. Appreciate that. All right, and that's our PayPals. We got some boosts.
Boosts.
Let's see, where's boost, my boost?
Boost.
Okay, here we go.
By the way, can I just say, I'm loving, is it Barry who's doing the All About Podcasting podcast?
Yeah.
That's a cool podcast.
He is a live event guy.
Yeah.
Like he loves doing those things.
Yeah. He's got, he's interviewing everybody. It's great. I love that. Love that. What you're doing there.
6969 from Hey Citizen through Podverse. He says pugnacious boost. That's when boobery takes 10%.
Okay. Yeah. Yes, I had boobery in the split for today. So enjoy boobery.
Okay. Yeah. You get double up.
Yeah. There you go.
We got Alan C. Paul.
Yeah.
Boost, it says, great interview with Boobery and the song sold me on checking out the concert.
Yeah, good. There you go. 12 rods. It was a big success.
Advertising through V4V. We got Rasta Calavera posting, through Castomatic. He says, Midwest is best. Okay.
True. Like true that.
We got another one of those. And, we got the Dillimeter. Comic strip blogger, 22,000 sats through Fountain. He says, howdy, fellow simulation dwellers, Adam and Dave. As an agnostic, I think that the likelihood of us living in a simulation is greater than the truthfulness of the religious beliefs centered around Jesus. However, if you hold the belief that Christ is King, then I encourage you to subscribe to Adam and Tina Curry's podcast, where they talk about Jesus bigly. You can find it at www.curryandthekeeper.com. They accept boostergrams from podcasting 2.0 apps, which Adam reads on the show. Yo, CSB.
Thank you so much, CSB. I love it. It's the only person I know who boosts, and of course, it's advertising.
Mm-hmm.
Just pointing it out.
Free advertising for others. He's never selfish. He never adds for himself.
Once in a while, it's CSB.LOL, but then that's few and far between. Thank you very much, Comic Strip Blogger. You got any monthlies, Dave?
Yeah, I got some monthlies. Got Basil Phillip, $25. Thank you, Basil. I got Lauren Ball, $24.20. Mitch Downey, $10.
Thank you, Mitch.
Christopher Harabarek, $10. Terry Keller, $5. And Chris Cowan, $5.
Well, thank you all so much for your contributions to Podcasting 2.0. It keeps everything running, all the servers, all the pollers, all the machines, the social. that thing is chugging along. Sometimes
how expensive is it now?
I think we're up to 90, 85 or 90 bucks a month.
Eesh.
Yeah, but it's really data. I mean, it's storage. True. And we had to be on the database. I love Mastodon.host. I think it's a great outfit. Yeah. I've purchased many Mastodon services from Mastodon.host. It works very well, but I've never seen downtime. Never.
And one other thing as far as the RSS.com donation reminded me that we are working behind the scenes with, I'm having talks periodically with Alberto from RSS.com and Tom over at Buzzsprout, and we're trying to kind of come up with a with an idea for how to fight the spam feeds.
Yes, yes. Good idea. Very good. Yeah.
So everybody's got good ideas. So I think we're gonna have a repo soon where we can post some regexes for blocking and that kind of thing. So
Go to podcastindex.org down at the bottom. You got two red donate buttons, one for your on-chain Bitcoin. Psh, okay. And the other for your fiat fund coupons through PayPal. We always appreciate that. And of course, the way to really do it is get a modern podcast app, modernpodcastapps.com, to find out more about podcasting 2.0, podcasting2.org. And the value for value, which is it's a content format, it's a model, it's a lifestyle. Value4value.info. And one last board matter, since we have been asked, I'm flattered that we were asked, the podcasting 2.0 logo, all in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Okay. And that concludes all of the business for the boardroom. Anything else from your side, Dave?
No.
Okay, good. You're going back to work because you're very close to deadline here. Right? A couple more days, mm-hmm. and tomorrow is tax day for me. Tomorrow I'm doing all the taxes.
Oh, you late filer.
Oh, but I have it all set up. I just have to, you know, I'm just waiting
push
for
the button.
Yeah, I wanted to delay the pain until the very last minute.
Boy, you're skirting the limit. The Monday deadline day is great because everybody like you can just I'll just do it Monday.
No, I'm doing it Saturday. Okay. Yeah, I'm doing that. Thank you very much, Boardroom. Thanks everybody for showing up. We really appreciate your boost, appreciate your support and your feedback. A lot was discussed today. Have yourselves a great weekend. Dave, brother, I love you. I'll see you. We'll be talking and we'll talk again on the next board meeting.
All right, man. See you, bro.
All right, everybody. That's it. And join us here next Friday for another board meeting, the official one of Podcasting 2.0. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.
Podcasts are cool.
You have been listening to Podcasting 2.0. Visit podcastindex.org for more information.
Go podcasting! Comments are banned.